prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase, G1, S, G2. Do all those stages of the cell cycle and mitosis sound just a little bit confusing? This is Ken Miller, and I want to give you another way to think about what happens when a cell divides. Imagine that you have, let's say, 46 favorite magazine articles that you copied, and you have them in a folder on a table. You like reading all of them, but it's time to go away for a while, maybe off to a trip or summer camp or a vacation. Your little brother or sister likes those articles too and wants to have copies of them. So before you leave, you photocopy each and every article and throw the copies back into the folder. Now it's time to leave. So what do? To make sure that both of you have one copy of each article, you spread them out on the floor, pairing up identical articles. Then you separate them, each of you taking just one, so you've got a single copy of every one of the 46 articles. When you depart, you'll have the same information. Your two collections will be identical. When you think about it, that's exactly what a cell does. When it goes through the S phase of the cell cycle, a human cell copies each of the 46 chromosomes it contains. Then, when time comes to divide, it spreads those chromosomes out with the identical copies now paired up two by two at metaphase. Once they're all lined up, the two identical copies of each chromosome separate and move apart in anaphase. And finally, in telophase, two cells separate, organize, each one carrying 46 chromosomes, the same set of genetic information. Make sense? Think about the cell cycle that way, and I think you'll find that the phases are actually easy to remember.